He's got a fair amount of pressure on him. We've got Mahmood, who's not out on 9. And Spears just coming to the crease. It's 10 runs off 10 balls to win the cup.
Well, it couldn't be closer. And how many balls have we got? 10 balls. So maybe out of 10 balls, you definitely need to have at least one boundary, probably two, to make sure.
Well, as I said, there were stages when both teams have looked out of the game, and it swung backwards and forwards and eventually come down to a runnable finish. And what a fantastic final it's been, and that's why the crowd are so involved. So Spears takes his guard. The field, as you can imagine, spread. We have no slips, of course, but we have a third man and backward point, extra cover. There's a man on the cover boundary on the offside, mid-off, long on, mid-wicket and square leg. Braithwaite comes in and bowls a yorker, which Spears digs out, and they can't get a run there. That's an excellent ball, and exactly what Braithwaite needed to do.
Yeah, as John Arlott once famously said, that was a maiden ball when it was most needed. If they can contain this last three balls of this over with a new batsman.
Braithwaite's in again, and Spears hits that. And
out.
He's caught in the covers. And extraordinary. Another full ball from Braithwaite. Spears had a swing, and it went straight to the fielder at cover. 5 yards either side of him, and it was 4.
Yeah, you feel a bit sorry for Spears there. He had to go for that. He had some width. It was full. It was a half volley. But he's fresh in. Didn't quite get on top of it. And good catch at short extra cover. Taken low, and Spears walks off, and Bromley back on top.
170 for 8 now, and what a fantastic way to end this game. Mahmood is still there on 9 not out, and we're expecting Steve Thompson to come in as the next batsman. He was the wicket keeper and played in the 2004 final, so if ever there was someone who you'd want to come in now, it's someone with previous final experience.
And that was a very good catch by the captain, Butterfill, leading his team by example. And they must feel they have the edge now with fast bowler bowling and still 10 required off 8 deliveries, but only 2 wickets left now. And 2 relatively new batsmen in. Mahmood needs to get on strike. He could finish it in 2 blows. In fact, he's a big hitting guy.
Mahmood has walked half the way to the boundary to greet Thompson, and they're now walking back to the wicket together. Obviously a conference about what they're going to try and do, how they're going to try and win this game. And it is obviously going to be Thompson who will be facing at this the nursery end. Roald Braithwaite, who's standing in the shadow, 25 yards of run-up, standing in the shadow cast by the pavilion over this fantastic final on still a lovely, bright, sunny evening. And just taking his guard now. Field is the same as you'd expect, scattered as far and wide as it can be given the 30-yard circle limitations. But still looking around, and Thompson then settles down to face the fifth ball of the penultimate over from Braithwaite, who gets in and bowls, and that's driven back to the bowler, who fields off his own bowling, and there's no run. And just Braithwaite having a little joke with the batsman there, I think. The umpire comes down and just has a look at the footmarks, just to make sure he's got the line for no balls. And it's 170 for 8.
Yeah, just as well Braithwaite didn't have a shy at the stumps. Imagine missing and going for 4 overthrows. Now, the ideal shot now would be a snicked 4.
Braithwaite comes running in again and bowls. And this time it's just guided down for a single, probably, to third man, who comes running in and fields. It is just going to be a single.
Wrong man on strike.
And they took the single there. 171 for 8. Thompson moved on to 1. Mahmood's not out on 9. Kibworth need 9 runs. This is the last over of the final.
Well, if you asked the Kibworth captain whether he would have settled for being in this position, I suspect he'd say, I'd give it a go. But with 8 down, he'd probably want Mahmood on strike at least, and he hasn't got that. Thompson has to get 1 or ideally 3 or 4. Probably ideally 3, actually.
And I would also say that as the first innings closed, I think Kerr Bromley would have said they'd rather like to be in this position if you'd have given them the chance.
At the end of the first innings, yes, absolutely.
So, with 9 runs to win required, it's going to be Dennington to bowl the last over. And with just 2 wickets left, 9 runs to win, it's going to be Thompson to face the first ball. The captain trying to get the attention of the long on fielder. He wants him in a bit, not quite on the
boundary. Do you think he's in dreamland? Lord's final, 9 to win off 6 balls, and Shahid is screaming at him to move in a few yards.
So, in fact, it's a change of bowling, is it? Is Butterfield going to be bowling the last...
Well, that's a...
extraordinary. He's coming on to bowl some spin for the last over. And it's just pushed back to him by Thompson. Dot ball.
And Thompson is absolutely frozen like a rabbit in the headlights. He has to get off strike, and he needed to just work that into the leg side. He's lost a ball. I mean, Butterfield has proved to be a surprise tactic for 1 ball, but you just wonder if...
What a gamble.
What a gamble this is.
He comes in slow, right arm over the wicket he bowls. Thompson's down the wicket.
There's the single.
Hits it back towards the long on. That's the single. It's 8 runs to win with 4 balls left. But more importantly, Mahmood is on strike.
If this ball is up, Mahmood is going to try and hit it for 6. I wonder what Butterfield will bowl. If he bowls a ball like the last ball, it might well go all the way, although it's quite a long boundary, and there's 2 men on the patrolling down here.
There is a long on and a long off, and there is a fielder at deep mid-wicket away to our right as well, in case he slogs across the line. And Mahmood just pulled back there, and Butterfield has to go back and start his run-up again. It's not very long. He gets into the crease and bowls, and that's short.
And bowled him!
He's bowled him. What an extraordinary gamble by the captain that looks like it's paying off. And Mahmood,
well, he must want a part in a stage play. I mean, imagine bringing yourself on with 1 over to go. Is he even down as a bowler?
Well, what happened there was that the ball was pretty good length, on or about the off stump, and Mahmood went back to cut it away on the offside. It went underneath the bat and bowled him. And at this crucial stage, 1 wicket left. There are 3 balls remaining and 8 runs to win.
Well, I think that's pretty much done it. Unless number 11 can come out connecting straight away.
So a wonderful climax to this season is a final, the Cockspur Cup final, which goes down to the last few balls of the last over. And Butterfield is going to be bowling those last 3 balls. 172 for 9 it is, so as we say, 8 runs required, but there are just 3 balls of the game left. And the very last thing that Butterfield needs to do now is bowl a no ball or a wide.
So I don't think he's going to do that. I think Hill might have been sat in a chair and couldn't get up when he realised the wicket had fallen. He didn't want to come out and have to face this, but this is the chance for glory. It may be the last chance he'll have of playing at Lord's, and he's got 3 balls to hit 8 runs.
So he's walking out again. He's been met in the middle by Thompson. I wonder what sage words Thompson can give him. He's only just been out there himself. He's on 2, not out. Hill's just getting to the crease, and he will stand at the pavilion end here. It's 8 runs to win off 3 balls. So nothing less really than a boundary will do now. And the field is as we saw it before, just the four men inside the circle and everyone else scattered around on the boundary, trying to save the boundaries. Butterfill is just pushing his long off back to the boundary now. He knows full well that they can afford even to let a two go to a long on. He comes into bowl, and that's wide outside the off stump, and it goes through for a run as well. They take the run to the short third man.
That's a great result, isn't it?
Signalled wide and one run off the wide. So that takes the score into 174. There are still three balls left and six runs are required.
I misread the captain's ability to bowl a straight ball at the crucial stage.
It's going to be Thompson. It's a very slow off-spinner, which is a yorker, and Thompson can only dig it out back to the bowler. Two balls left.
Two boundaries needed.
Six runs required. Thompson's got to have a swing at this. In comes the bowler again. It's short and it's hit to the offside, and only one run can be taken there. So that's it. One ball left. Six it has to be hit. It's 175 for 9.
And it is a left-hander.
Yep, the Hill is a left-hander, and the off-spinner Butterfill is now in deep conversation. I don't really know what they can be talking about.
He's saying to Nadim Shaheed, "Yes, I know I can't bowl down the leg side, but look what I did in the last time I tried for left-hand. I was bowled a wide down the offside."
And they're now having the umpire's having a word with them. I think he's probably telling them to get on with it. There is one ball left of this final, and it's.
I wonder whether a Cockspur Cup final has ever been decided by a six off the last ball, but now's the chance for Mr. Hill to put his name in the record books.
Yep, he's really got only one thing to do, and that's to wind up and let fly with the biggest heave of his life, as Butterfill is just ready to come in.
Where's he going to bowl it?
Hill has just walked away from the stumps now, composing himself. He walks back, takes his guard, and Butterfill then starts in for the last ball of the game. And he bowls it, and it's short and pulled in the air, and he's out, caught at square leg. And Bromley,
joy is unconfined,
have won the Cockspur Cup final for 2007.